A.K.A. Julie Hintz Barrera, A.K.A. Cronfused, and I'm here to show you how I use my loop station to make semi-improvised radio. And you're gonna make an episode of my show, Musish, with me. So to start it off, I kind of want to walk you through the gear that I use. Just gonna bust out my notes so I don't forget anything. Okay, so obviously the main thing that I use is this beautiful loop station here named Lulu. Got it from Long & McQuaid using their beautiful payment plan system. I highly recommend it if you are a broke musician. They don't sponsor me, but they do help me out a lot. So yeah, this thing is excellent because not only can you loop it, like, you just put your voice in and it repeats it, but it also, has its own, what they call, phantom power. So if you have at my house, I use a much nicer microphone than this that requires phantom power, like a studio mic, so you can do that, and it also has a USB, so it acts as its own audio interface. Most mics or sound equipment, you need to turn the sound from analog talking into like digital information. If you don't have a loop station, which a lot of people don't, you know, you don't make your money as a one-person band. But I also have this thing. It's the H1N recorder from Zoom. Excellent company. They also make microphones. They make like just plug right into your USB microphones. But this one is great because not only is it a field recorder, but it is also a digital audio interface. They run you about $125. You can get them at pawn shops for a touch cheaper. Another great one that is really affordable is the Focusrite, which I believe is about $80 or $90 new. I got mine for a batch of weed cookies, so you can really just find any kind of deal. So once you have your thing that will make your sound turn into audio, you also need a program to edit it with. I use Audacity. I've been using it since I was about 13 or 14 years old. It's free. It's awesome. You can do a ton of stuff. I highly recommend that when you start recording, record a little bit of silence. So that way when you're editing, you can analyze the sound of that silence and then reduce the noise over your whole track. YouTube will tell you how to do that exactly, but it'll really crisp up your sound. Another thing I use, if you can't tell what this is, it's not an Etch-a-Sketch, it's an iPad. I've downloaded a bunch of apps that I quite like to sort of produce the songs or the sound in my show. I've got one called the K-Oscillator, which is a bunch of synth noises, mostly drum noises. I've got this one, which I believe is the T11S9, and it's gesture-based instruments. This is a very space-agey one that I quite like, called Voyeur Bells. Sounds exactly like that, right? and a couple other apps that are both, but the most expensive app I have for making sound is about $25, and they really all pay for themselves after like 2 gigs. Other than that, I also use, obviously, Spotify. I use a lot of found sounds just from my day-to-day life, whether that's, you know, TikTok, Instagram, the bus, things my listeners send me. And also, I have an extensive vinyl collection, so I use this Sony record player because it has a USB hookup, so I can put it right into my laptop. I didn't bring my laptop because the good folks of CITR have so many, so I'm using their powers of recording today. And a ton of cables, if you couldn't tell by my setup. I usually buy double cables whenever I buy one because they're always breaking. I have a puppy in my house. She only just got out of the eating all my shit phase. So now the cables are a bit more safe, but they're still multiple. That's basically, once you have all of that, you can create your own radio show by yourself. It's really comes down to like having an idea or a theme. And because we're in the Outsider Arts Festival, I thought we could kind of pick what the show is together. So I usually either start with either a playlist, some sort of quotes, or a vinyl album that I like. So what would you guys want to do? Would you either do a quote, a playlist, or the vinyl to start? What are you feeling? The vinyl? Okay. So sometimes Outsider Art, I think we can all agree, is kind of like people who need to create, the expression kind of isn't validated by the audience. It validates itself by existing. And sometimes literally being outside of an area of popularity can render you an outsider. I think Northern Haze is kind of emblematic of that. They're an Inuit punk band. Being both from the north and a punk band, I think, kind of puts you in the margin. But then when you're also singing and writing in your own language, I think it gets even cooler, as we could have just seen by the last artist who performed before me, Francis. So I'm going to play a track off of their album. Let's see if we can get this set up. check. Okay, so in home studio world, I would now take that ripped record in the Audacity file, make sure it was the same volume as the rest of the stuff that I'm working with, and I would go and, you know, make myself a little intro to the episode, something like... So yeah, that's like a little intro song. I always improvise the intro song and maybe one or two throughout the episode, because improv is like very important to what I do. I think it kind of reminds us why we do art. It captures us in that live moment of togetherness, and it makes us all root for the thing to work, you know? So we had that one outsider artist who was quite lovely, and I've got another little clip from a documentary about outsider art. You can see it on YouTube. It's called Outsiders. It's quite good. Definitely recommend it. And I will play that little clip for you right now.
Feel this compulsion to express themselves musically against all odds sometimes. I don't think they necessarily do it to become famous, to reach an audience. They hope to reach an audience, but I don't think that's their prime motivation. There's something inside that needs to come out.
And, you know, sometimes that something inside isn't just auditory. Sometimes it's truly pushing and breaking boundaries. Like, there's an artist named Harry Parch, and he invented a lot of instruments, made a lot of interesting choices by like creating new pottery bells and stuff. And we in Vancouver are lucky enough to have an artist who also does something like that. Roxanne Nesbitt, who goes by the name of Gratification. Yes, thank you. Gratification. But yes, Roxanne Nesbitt makes these incredible instruments. And so this is an excerpt from her piece, Wild Bells Number 5. Obviously, this is an audio medium, so the folks at home can't see, and it's a teeny tiny little screen, relatively. But the music was created by hanging pottery that has been shaped and dented, and then those pieces of pottery spin, and the percussionist plays them while they're in the air, creating different tonalities and kind of a more playful way of experimenting with sound. Again, back to the not needing an audience, there are a lot of artists that folks kind of may know a bit more famously, like your Daniel Johnstons and your Cowboy Stardusts, who have kind of gathered a cult-like following by other artists sort of exalting them as making music or art for art's sake. Other artists kind of reject the label of outsider artists because they themselves, they do still want to connect, they do still want that recognition, whether or not it comes easily to them. So the body of work and the fact that they haven't stopped in the face of non-success kind of makes them now more renowned. And that's kind of like artists like BJ Snowden and the Shags, who I'm going to be playing next. The songs are going to be In Canada and It's Halloween, respectively. I hope the latter ends up on all your playlists in the next couple weeks because it's a bop. So yeah, let's listen to these magnificent outsider artists. And if you like them, look into their stories, look into that YouTube documentary. It's pretty interesting. And there's some great podcasts about outsider artists and outsider musicians as well.
Clean, you see, the people welcome you and me. It is a home away from home. It's Canada. Scotia is always green. The scenery is like a dream. And PEI waters are blue and clear. And Canada, it's really near. And Canada, folks treat you like a queen. Coastal shores, Manitoba and Ontario lakes are wide. The rivers do flow from side to side. In Saskatchewan and Canada, and Canada, folks treat you like a queen. And Canada, they never will be mean. They treat you like a king. You feel welcome. It makes you wanna sing. You see West Edmonton Mall, where fun parks and stores stand tall. You see the ice rink glow, to the water park kids can go. Canada.
Why, even Dracula will be there. It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The Jack-o'-lanterns are all lit up. All the dummies are made of stuff. By just looking, you will see. It's the time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are happy and gay.
So generally now what I'll do to wrap up an episode is kind of play an outro song or an outro improv that sort of sums up the themes of the day. Again, through the home editing magic of Audacity, this usually takes no time with no dead air. But with an IRL audience, here we are. So when you're looping, it's easiest to start with a beat first, and you can kind of build around it. So that's what we have here. That right there is my Zoom Arc 96. It's the older version of this instrument. You can't find it anymore. It's basically like a little drum station. I call it my electric tambourine. So let's make this song up about art from the inside out. I usually lie in, like, lay down a bass line, because that'll tell you where to put the harmonies. Harmonies or maybe a rhythm line, or at least I do.
song, babe. Yes, you know all you gotta do is start. Then from the inside out, you're gonna make it up. Up from the inside, up from the inside, the inside out. Just let me know, yes, you know it's true. You got that heart and stuff inside you. Anybody's arcs about all the coolest kids put it right up on ya. They said it's so neat, don't tell anyone. Cause if the secret's out, then well, the fun is done. I from the inside, yeah, the inside out. That world is hard, so it's out. That's what I saw, the art is out.
Thank you so much. Thank you for building this episode with me. If you like what you heard, I'm on every Friday at 11 a.m. on CITR, and I'm all over the internet as Cronfused. Thank you so much.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of...
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is